No eccentricities of voice or vision. Impediment in speech is a perfectly senseless eccentricity. More confidence on the part of the individual is usually all that is necessary to ensure a free flow of words. Mind is back of and directing the function. He uttered his voice, the earth melted, is the scriptural picture of the power and assurance of vocal expression. Stuttering is a nervous habit brought on by imitation sometimes, it is said, and in other cases it comes through the channel of heredity. But whatever its supposed origin, it has no permanency. Part of man's dominion consists in full and untrammeled freedom of utterance. There is nothing in heredity once that specter is intelligently faced and analyzed. Your boy came direct from the Almighty, carrying with him only the purposes and the properties of the Almighty. He brought nothing foreign to perfection. He came fully equipped with every attribute of a full-fledged man. No, he gathered nothing from human relatives by that curious law which is not a law, called heredity. He has gathered nothing from association or environment or through imitation. He is his own perfect self. I had almost said he is the Almighty's perfect self. For such he is, in a way, because the Almighty was not content in sending him forth into existence. The Almighty came right along with him and stayed on the job. The Almighty is right there now and tolerates no nervousness or hesitation for an instant. He enforces the law of perfect God and perfect boy. Peace and dominion reign supreme. Now get very serious and constant in your work along these lines. Be assured of results, but do not watchfully look for them. I will lend a hand to correct this habit. We will win. Do not be alarmed about the eyes of your youngster being out of line. They can be brought into true focus, and they will be as you gain a more accurate appraisal of the situation. Many children have unaccountable variations from the norm, but experienced mothers rise to the occasion. You will be one of them and mightily pleased with the achievement. If you do no more than insist day by day on the law of perfect God and perfect child, consciousness will construct a normal body. So think less of the blemish. It is bound to go. It cannot continue unless you dwell too much on it, which is precisely what you will not do. You will put it out of thought for the right idea, the idea of undeviating straightness and trueness, and thereby put it out of commission. In place of your frightened or confused thinking, substitute the confidence which comes as you admit that his vision and perception are as true as truth itself. No departure there from perfection. Principle holds them straight in line and will not permit them to deviate this way or that. Do not observe him too often. Bring him up more as the barbarians brought up their young. The Almighty, in his midst, has him under control and will bring every item of his structure into perfect alignment. The great architect built for you a seeing apparatus which is entirely adequate to your needs. He used such transcendent skill and such priceless substance that he guaranteed his work for all time. looked at in another aspect, sight is a faculty of omniscient mind, hence its continuous perfection. You have that mind. There is no other. This is the truth which will liberate you if you will do your best to lay hold of it. And you will lay hold of it by talking and explaining the proposition to yourself day by day. Awfully fine of you to send the newspaper clipping in regard to family history. I prize it tremendously. You know, when the great architect turned you out, he guaranteed that you would run for a good long while. He was perfectly safe in issuing this guarantee because he used the best substances and fitly joined them together in the course of the construction work. This means that there are no weak spots in you, call them vision or what not. Each part and function is as perfect as the others. So it is that out of divine mind you see and hear and understand in quiet assurance. Nothing can shut off or interfere with your view. Take it a bit easy, and you will find your eyes quite equal to the situation. You will find plenty to do in your profession. You know that your world of music is largely what you make it, is it not? And you are equipped to make it a very inviting and profitable world. The Almighty provides for all this, and He will impart the resolution and the strength to carry on in a better way than you have done before. Following our talk over the telephone, may I remind you that the Creator, when He constructed you, used the best of substances and fitly joined them together in true workmanlike fashion. Then, as He turned you out to participate in the adventure called the world, He guaranteed that His creation would work and last indefinitely. Your seeing and hearing equipment is part of that spiritual structure. It does not know anything about dimness or dullness. It works with perfect precision and will continue so to work. Cataracts are sly suggestions that would shut out that light which lights everyone who comes into the world. But light cannot be excluded, for light is synonymous with life, and life absolutely refuses to be banned. Its interdiction is preposterous. It triumphs over every enemy. Sight is unfailing and unalterable because sight is a faculty of self-existent mind. This mind is the mind of every individual and assures him unfading and perpetual vision. You live under this divine guarantee. The promise is that the veil shall be lifted, the veil that would obstruct our view of reality. And that veil is being lifted every day by the progress of enlightenment. More light, not less, is the eternal mandate of mind. Presumptuous cataracts are a denial of what we know of the good and true. There is no mentality to produce or foster or project them into your experience. On the contrary, every impetus of mind is leveled at the extinction of such arrogance.